This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Last month, a small group of angry Islamic protesters showed up at Muslim Capital Day in Austin. Last week, three young Muslims were shot in the head and killed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Local authorities are still investigating whether the murders were hate crimes. On Friday, North Texas Muslims gathered in downtown Dallas to remember the victims of the Chapel Hill shooting. We talked to some of those who attended about what can be done to improve relations. As the sun set Friday evening, a group of Muslim men, women, and children gathered at Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas. They kneeled on the grassy knoll and prayed as the evening's rush hour traffic passed by on Elm Street. Behind them, another group, people of different ethnic backgrounds and faiths, sat on steps holding candles and large fluorescent lit letters that spelled out the message, "We are all one." Aliyah Salam of the DFW chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations spoke about why coming together to remember the Chapel Hill victims was so important.
It does not matter if you are Muslim. It does not matter what religious background, what ethnic background, what national origin you come from, what demographic that you represent. Hate is not acceptable. Bigotry is not acceptable.
Salam said if people don't take the time to reach out to one another and learn about each other, hateful and bigoted actions will only continue. She urged those at the vigil to share anti-hate messages on social media and support the charities that the Chapel Hill victims supported, such as helping Syrian refugees and food drives for the homeless. Sahar Aziz, associate professor at Texas A&M School of Law in Fort Worth, is not surprised by the social backlash Muslims have faced recently.
It's very fear-driven, and fear can motivate even the best-intentioned people to act in ways that are unacceptable.
Aziz says Americans should speak out against bigoted and hateful speech of all kinds.
It's a very fine line between anti-Muslim sentiment and anti-Semitism, and anti-Black racism, and anti-Latino racism. And we need to be looking at bigotry as a broader problem within society.
She says people who join anti-Muslim protests often think they're doing what's in the best interests of their community and country.
They think they're engaging in national security. They think they're patriots. And that's primarily because they don't understand Islam, they don't understand Muslims, they don't know Muslims.
During Friday's vigil, Imad Salem held a large American flag that hovered over the crowd. The Tarrant County resident is a member of the Muslim Democratic Caucus of Texas. He says he believes more education and collaboration among interfaith groups would go a long way.
I think that would definitely help in getting those people to change their mind or at least understand other religions and how we are all together in this as Muslim Americans. Christians, Jewish, we all together in this country, and we're all proud Americans.
As the vigil wrapped up, 19-year-old Mohammed Herbert had a message for everyone. Herbert is an imam at the Mansfield Islamic Center.
So now that something happened, everyone is waiting for your reaction. Everyone, all eyes are on you. Everyone is looking at you, seeing how are you going to react. Are you going to react in anger? Are you going to react violently?
No, you shouldn't, he said. Instead, you should act kindly. Stella Chavez, KERA News.